that lost self faces the catalyst moment, that moment where you decide to change, to really change. Not the people that say, I'll start tomorrow, I'll lose weight, whatever. But the catalyst moment is really the shift in your brain where you're like, something must change. And that's that journey of discovering your 2.0 self. In other words, discovering that next best version of yourself. Welcome to the Isaac Velez Show, a life design podcast helping you design and live your dream life. I'm Isaac, your host and life design coach. My goal is to help you build the life you want so you can do what you want when you want. Get ready for vulnerable stories, actionable insights, and world-class conversation. Let's dive right in. Welcome, life designers, to today's episode on the Isaac Velez Show. Today, we're going to be talking about the cycles of leveling up. And so the main focus of today's topic is really just how does our mind, how does our body, how does our gut even change as we go and progress through different stages of life as we level up, right? And that's across all areas. That's not just, you know, what we do in as a career, as our business, but also our health, our fitness, our relationships. And so the main things I want to cover is the difficulties that arise when you go on a never-ending journey of personal development. I also really want to cover the fact of how relationships with other people change, how our threshold for excellence is higher. And lastly, I want to talk about how challenges become opportunities. So to embark on the leveling up journey, on the personal development cycle, is to decide that you want better for yourself. Now, you might have a very specific reason that you can remember on why you decided to go on this journey. Maybe you got out of this relationship and it hurt you really bad and you decided that enough was enough. You were going to prove them wrong and you were going to make them regret their decision. Maybe you lost your job. Maybe it was a wake-up call and you were like, man, like I hated the job, but I don't have anything now. Like, what can I do now? Maybe you just got so tired of looking at who you were in the mirror. Maybe you were overweight and you decided that enough was enough. But the point being is that what I call a catalyst moment happened in your life, something that made you realize that you weren't all you could be. And that was enough for you to get started. And so we go from, you know, this lost self, this idea of someone that is completely under our potential. And that lost self faces the catalyst moment, that moment where you decide to change, to really change. Not the people that say, I'll start tomorrow, I'll lose weight, whatever. But the catalyst moment is really the shift in your brain where you're like, something must change. And that's that journey of discovering your 2.0 self. In other words, discovering that next best version of yourself. And so if you're on that path right now, discovering the next version means doing your best to establish amazing routines that you not only enjoy to some component or at least find meaningful, but ones that you can keep consistently. Because success loves two things. It loves speed, but it also loves consistency. In other words, how quickly can you iterate on what you're thinking about, what you're learning, but also how long can you compete for? Once you discover that 2.0 self, and for me, you know, my catalyst moment was March 19th of 2020, when I looked at myself and I was disgusted with what I saw and I knew I could be better. I knew I had the potential to be something more. Discovering my 2.0 self was all of really 2020 since March until probably 2021, where I kind of really reached that 2.0 self. And I would say that was probably summer of 21 was when I reached my 2.0 self. But the journey doesn't stop there. You see, we get this dopamine, right? The feel-good neurotransmitter dopamine, and we have this release when we do things. People can get it from, you can get it from drugs, you can get it from, you know, going outside and playing and do like just playing around with, you know, friends, or if you have kids, playing with your kids. Dopamine is just a feel good thing, and it comes from the challenge and the doing of a challenge, right? So we do something that is difficult, we do something that is hard, or something that again can be exciting or adrenaline rushing, and we get this dopamine. We get this release of the feel-good neurotransmitter. You will get a lot of dopamine from leveling up because you consistently undergo adversity and challenges in the attempts of something more. And so once you've discovered that 2.0 self, that's where we get to the fourth stage. And that's where I'm at now. And that's what I call the Life Designer OS or the Life Designer Operating System. And that, to me, after 4 years of putting this all together, is the culmination of what I've been doing or figuring out, not really doing. And that is consciously, deliberately, intentionally building a life that you enjoy now that orients and optimizes for the future that you want. See, a lot of people, especially those with a lot of ambition, they think about what they want. They think about their dreams, their aspirations, and where they want to go. And they're, in a way, upset because their dreams are up here and they're here. There's a disconnect between where they are and where they want to be. And that was me for a very long time. I was, the only way I could really think of it is that I'm not where I want to be. Like, I'm not yet there and I want to be there. And so then people throw things at you like, just be patient, it'll come to you. Or you're so young, you have so much time. Not wrong forms of thinking, but they weren't the right forms of thinking for me. And especially not from the places that they were coming from. So again, I go on this journey. And that's where I found this life design concept from Stanford, really came back out in 2016. And it's about how can you optimize your life now so you find it meaningful and you do things intentionally, but also so you work towards that long-term vision. And so that's, again, what I've been working on, where we're going as a platform as well. Because to me, it's this idea of I never want to talk about anything that I wouldn't do myself, either things that I've done, am currently doing, or will be doing in the future. But I'm never going to give advice on things that I wouldn't necessarily do or things that I haven't learned from experience on. And so life design is a lot easier because it's things that I'm implementing now that I know bear fruits in the future that I can then calmly and morally speak on. Because again, like if I tell someone, hey, you know, I'm going to the gym, you know, this many times a week, I'm working out, I'm eating this. Even if I don't have the body I want to be, if I'm consistent for 6 months, I know the results will come. And so, you know, what I want to say as we got a little bit more into these concepts is the threshold for your ability to handle adversity continues to get stronger. And so let's reframe this into the narrative of a video game. If you're the character who's fighting and you fight a boss, let's say the boss is a dragon. If you have to fight this dragon with the stick, that's a really hard battle to fight. Now, let's say the next battle, you have to fight five dragons. Five dragons is a lot worse than one dragon. But would you rather fight one dragon with the stick or five dragons with an entire army of tanks, battle planes, battleships, and soldiers at your disposal? And so in one instance, the challenge is less difficult, it's easier, but your capacity is very diminished. On the other hand, the challenge is five times harder, but you're 1,000 times stronger. And so the thing about self-improvement as a journey is life never gets easier for you than it is now. Life will always get harder, but you become stronger in that process. And so the goal isn't to live an easier life. It's to become stronger than your problems. It's to not get rid of your demons, but become the strongest one of them all. In the leveling up process, you fall in love with the ability to get better through adversity. You win. Like, you by default win, because no matter what's thrown at you, you don't have problems anymore. You just have opportunities to get better. Now, I thought about this about 2 months ago. I was on a flight back from Miami to Greensboro, where I'm at. And, you know, I'm running to catch, or I'm not running. I'm at the airport. We go, and then the plane gets, I had a connection in Atlanta, and the plane gets delayed. And I don't, again, it doesn't bother me. There's no problem. But now I understand that the connection time was already like 37 minutes, you know, before flights or between flights. So I already knew there was a tight window. And then the flight got delayed another 30 minutes. So now there's a 7-minute window between two terminals, two concourses in the Atlanta airport, right? From like, I think it was from C to A. Now there's a very big chance that I'm going to miss my connecting flight. And it's the last flight out of Atlanta to Greensboro for the day. Again, that's a problem. But for me, it's really an opportunity, because it's saying, hey, this is the situation. What are you going to do about it? Are you going to let it control you? Are you going to get emotional? Are you going to get stressed? Are you going to get worried? Or do you have the character to handle this? Or how could you handle this? And so again, a very easy response that a lot of people might have is they might panic, they might get mad, they might complain about this or that. But another chance is, how am I going to solve this? Map it out, game it out. And instead of having that control them, they control it. So what happened? We get on the flight, we land, we run from Concourse C to Concourse A, and we get there. They close the gates 1 minute later, 10 minutes later, we're out of the terminal. Again, problem handled, because it was an opportunity. It wasn't consuming mom, because I knew it would be okay. Because if we had missed it, get a hotel, you're on the first flight the next morning, no big deal. You call the people you need to, you call your team, you call your job, whatever happens, you call them and you fix the situation. And you don't need to be anxious because you're handling the situation. There's nothing to anticipate. You're doing the thing. And a problem still happened where we made it, but the bags didn't make it. And so what happened? I went to the baggage claim. They told me what my options were. I could come in and pick it up, or at no charge, they could drop it off at the house. Boom. Hit, told them to drop it off. Problem solved. 9 a.m. the next morning, there are the bags. End of conversation. And so the point being is that you win, because nothing has to be bad forever. Everything can be an opportunity to become better. And that doesn't mean you should change things from everything to be happy. I don't mean that everything should be happy. What I mean is that everything should be an opportunity for growth. But another thing, and I love this too, when it comes to leveling a process, you want to make the most out of everything that's a part of it. And that doesn't just mean the good, that also means the bad. The days that you feel isolated and lonely, the days that you're stressed and anxious that whatever you're doing isn't going to work, the days where things go wrong, where problems, again, arise, or maybe you lose someone you care about, whether it's a death or a friendship ending or a relationship ending. A lot of those moments suck. Don't lie to yourself about, it's fine. Like, it's not that big of a deal. Maybe it is a big deal. Maybe it's a really big deal. And there's nothing wrong with admitting it sucks. And in fact, I would rather you do that, because then you get the chance to get the human experience. And that is the best part. Getting to feel everything, getting to absorb and sit in the middle of all that you feel and all that comes your way. The key is what you do after, though. After you feel it, after you give yourself that chance to throw yourself in the river of your own emotions, that is when you stand up, you pick yourself up, clean yourself off, and then you say, how can I take from this to live a better life now? And you felt, now you learn, and now you do. There is a big problem if you let your emotions control you, if your ego and your pride control you. You must do things. If you're running your business, you got to run. If you have a job, if you're a business, whatever, you're a student, whatever you have to do, your emotions should not dictate whether or not you do that thing. because you need to do it. It's what you do. But at the same time, that doesn't mean you have to ignore them. And so the thing is, be in control of the things that you're in control of. And that's your health. Well, not your health. I'd say your body. I would say your actions. In a way, your thoughts as well. And then accept and relinquish the need for control in anything else. Relinquish the need to control in your health, on external circumstances, on the market, or this or that. Let those things go because those aren't your problems to control. You focus on the internal stuff. You focus on you. You control your reactions, your response to things, not the things that happen. And so that's really where you want to maximize the need for peace. Saying no to bad people, saying no to opportunities that don't give you a spiritual, mental, and physical yes, if you have the ability to. Leveling up will cost you everything, but it will give you so much more. And it's a price to pay for a life that's better than average, much better than average. It's world class. And world class results in a world class life demands world class thinking, world class learning, and world class doing. And so again, got to ask yourself, how much do you want it? And how much are you willing to sacrifice for it? Because life's a game of sacrifices. Life's a game of trade-offs and opportunity costs. But I can tell you that I have not once regretted the life I've embarked on. Not once. Has there been difficult moments? Absolutely. Stressful moments where I don't think it's going to work? Absolutely. But you got to be adaptable and expendable in the manner of life is going to hit you and come after you and test you. And that's where you build that's where you build the character and the tenacity to push through. Thank you all for tuning in, Life Designers. I will see you all in the next episode of the Isaac Velez Show. Design your dream life. Peace. If you enjoyed this episode of the Isaac Velez Show, share it with a friend and leave a review on Apple Podcasts or Spotify, as that greatly helps out the show. If you're serious about designing your dream life and living the life designer lifestyle, visit our website, www.isaacantoniovelez.com, and follow us on Instagram for daily content. Stay tuned for the next episode of the Isaac Velez Show.